Well, without further ado, we are in studio with Brian Morrison.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Welcome to the Roadhouse.
Well, it's great to be here.
Thanks for making it in the weather. Is it slippery out there?
No, not at all.
Great.
Yeah, but I had to turn on the wipers.
Yeah. Spring rain.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Well, Brian, I kind of feel like you're a man that sort of needs no introduction around these parts. You've been on the radio frequently. I know you were just in for the pledge drive a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, that
and,
was fun.
It's great that you give so much of your time to the station and your talent and your music. You're a musically talented man.
Boy, those are very good things. I'd love to hear that.
Well, you've been involved in music all your life, it looks like.
Yeah.
Can you give me like synopsis?
Let's see. I started playing guitar when I was 7.
Yeah.
My older brother gave me an electric guitar and boy, did I want to play that.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Didn't your mother give you a sweet guitar too? I see you had an old Gibson.
Yeah, right. And that was later on. 7, then 10, I took classical piano lessons, played bass and guitar and piano in a band, and we played Rolling Stones and Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This was the 60s, I take it?
No, it was the 70s.
70s, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was the 70s. That's it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Sometime between the 60s and the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then I played guitar in a band.
Right.
And then when I was 14, I turned to jazz. So suddenly, it was an abrupt happening.
A certain tune.
Yeah. Well,
a certain fella.
I just had heard it. I think I just heard it all my life from birth.
Yeah, but you mentioned this Joe Bass.
Joe Pass.
Joe Pass.
Right, Joe Pass, yeah.
And Portraits
right,
of Duke Ellington.
You bet. Yep, I did hear that, and it kind of changed my life. And
that was the one.
Yeah, right.
And and it's so then it was, before it was rock, now it's jazz rock.
Yeah, but see, it's like my I consider myself a Jimmy Page disciple.
Yeah, I see. Okay. I'd like you to tell me what exactly is Hendrixy Stevie Ray Allman Bros early Clapton sound.
Ah, okay. Well, that's about every guitar player from my era. That's
pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can I just say they're all my favorites?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see the theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think what happened is that Eric Clapton changed the world of guitar.
Yeah.
And and I heard Eric Clapton before I heard Eric Clapton. You see, because he all the guitar players that I was listening to loved Eric Clapton and wanted to sound like him, And so then I heard them, and then when I finally heard Eric Clapton, it's like, I thought, what's the big deal,
did it,
right?
Did it disappoint?
But then later on, it's like I was studying music history. You learn what it means to be the first. And a lot of firsts. Let's see, Johnny Cash was the first. He had a new original sound. Nobody had heard that sound before,
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie Parker, and Eric Clapton, So anyway, it's like I love to play rock. I just got a it's called a Charvel DX1, and it's my new shredder guitar. Mm.
Sounds sexy,
yeah.
Right? Charvel DX1.
It is, yeah.
That's like every kid's dream. What color is it?
White.
Ooh.
Yes, white.
Striking.
Yeah.
How many guitars you got in your collection?
Let's see. I have, I don't know. Well, I won't count them up.
That many?
I'll say I have at six.
Do you have like a separate room for them?
No. Hmm. No, I like them all out in the open so I can see them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you have a big, big project you're putting together right now.
Mm-hmm.
Big project.
Yes.
And, tribute for your father.
It is. Well, it's...
Brian Morrison presents Musical Impressions, the Art of George Morrison.
That's right. Yes, that's the official title that we came up with.
Sounds very nice.
Does it sound official? No, it's basically a slideshow with original jazz guitar compositions behind it.
Slideshow of your father's work.
A slideshow of my father's work,
the late,
yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
George.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. And
George.
Now, and of of what I see in the press now, he too is being displayed in the Minnesota Museum of History down in St. Paul. They've got a show going on right now till April.
Yes. It's called Modern Spirit, The Art of George Morrison. And that is a show, a traveling show, that was put together by the Minnesota Museum of American Art.
Right.
And it took them 3 years to put it together. And then it traveled to five major museums in the country. The Plains in Fargo, the National Museum of the American Indian in New York, and then the Idle Jorg in Indianapolis, the Herd in Phoenix, and then the last stop is Minnesota History Center in St. Paul.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's there. It's there right now.
Until April 24th.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think right.
Another either 26 weeks.
First or
yeah, plenty of time to get down and see it.
Can I interject that if anybody wants to learn more about that, we interviewed the curator of the exhibit, Catherine
Kristen
Mackholm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you can listen to that interview online.
Right.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah. It sounds like a fabulous exhibit. I can't wait to see it.
She really knows her stuff. She and Jackson Rushing wrote a book entitled Modern Spirit, The Art of George Morrison, and it won the Minnesota Book Award. Mm. Now, I studied computer science in college, okay? So I have a 4-year tech degree, and I'm used to this, you know, tech speak, you know? Yeah. But when these guys, when Kristen and Jackson talk about art, it's like rocket science to me, you know? I mean, they're
too technical. Different approach.
At a high level.
Philosophically technical, I suppose.
Well, here's something. Is there a tie between your project and this exhibit?
No.
But it's good timing.
I wonder why. I wonder how that happened. I know.
Speaking of timing, what's, as far as your work, when are we expecting to hear some? Is there a debut? Is there a performance coming? Where are we at in the project?
Right. Okay. So the hard dates that I have now are April 23rd at the Duluth Art Institute at 6 p.m. And then up here at the Grand Marais Public Library on April 30th, the last day. It's a Thursday. And then it'll be at 6. And then... and then I hope to schedule a date at the Tweed Museum in Duluth.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. How many tracks? How many slides? You know, what's
It's about 140 images.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got 12 original jazz tunes.
Mm-hmm. And so, the tunes fit the images, right? It's like a soundtrack to the image.
Bet. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm having a blast doing it.
I bet.
Yeah, I bought a professional video editing software.
So it's kind of a mixed media now. You know, music and video.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear something from your project. If anything's
great, okay.
Give it out yet? Is it? I mean, do you do this in a studio now, and you've got sort of your tracks and your demo work?
I have a home studio.
Great.
Yeah, and so this is very simple. I have a guitar, and I plug it into the computer and record it.
Beautiful. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Breeanne Morrison, and he is going to be back to tell some more about his project, The Musical Impressions, The Art of George Morrison. We're going to play a tune from it now.
What's the track called?
This is a tune that I'd like to dedicate to all my family and friends, especially Tony, my cousin. He is such a great supporter of my music, and I can't tell you how what that means to me, you know. So this is dedicated to him. I kind of wrote it, with Pink Floyd in mind.
Okay.
No. It's like, no, I'm a jazz, no matter how hard I try to be rock. Okay. That's it's like, there's always, you know, it's always, no, I'm jazzy. So track 9, Winter's Edge.
Go smooth,
right. Beautiful. Yeah, that was called Winter's Edge.
Winter's Edge, yeah, yeah.
I feel like we're right on it,
and I think it's the least jazzy of the songs that I have on the CD. So
wow, 12 tracks. They're all instrumental.
Yeah. Yep.
And just you, or are you bringing just in some me, local talent?
No, just me.
Wasn't there some collaboration you're working on too?
Yeah, that was called Blues Galaxy.
You're a busy guy.
Well, yeah, but that's ancient history now.
Sorry.
No, but Blues Galaxy is still alive.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, on a mission out there, you know, in space.
That's how art lives.
And, yeah.
That's great, Brian. Here's something. Is this a theme in the show, in the art of George Morrison, the musical impressions of his art?
Yeah.
Does it start kind of young and then middle age and then old? Is there an order to it? Is there a chronological order? Is there a seasonal order, like spring, summer, fall, winter? Did you frame this up with?
Well, okay. So
in less than 2 minutes, because we want to play more music.
Right. Okay. So
sorry.
Yeah, the sequencing, I had to give it a lot of thought, and I tried different ways of sequencing the images, and what really worked in the end was to go by the date, the time. Mm-hmm. So it's earlier stuff. Mm-hmm. And then with you know, so, and I did, so I grouped them all by decade, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s. And then there's paintings and drawings. And then of each of those, you know, there's realistic, you know, and abstract.
Mm-hmm. Is each song piece, is it it starts and stops? Does it all flow together?
It's all one continuous sequence of, wow. You know, yeah.
About 50 minutes, you say?
It's going to be about 36.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'd like to hear more.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, now, okay, this is, okay, the track four. Okay. And I woke up one morning and we had, Roxanne and I had been, exploring new tunes, to play, new cover tunes. And I had been listening to, some Stevie Wonder and then Mon Cheri Amour. I just love that song. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so that I woke up in the morning and I just had that song in my head. And so this song is I originally called it Cheri, right? But I have retitled it Rue de l'Amour, the Street of Love. Mm-hmm. So it's track number four.
Okay. Here we go.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think so too. It's one of my favorites.
Rue de l'Amour?
Yep. Rue de l'Amour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brianne Morrison. for those of you who might have just tuned in. And I need to say that I just had a nice message from another local musician, Eric Frost, who said that he wanted folks to know how much he enjoyed the George Morrison art exhibit in St. Paul. He thought it was one of the best curated exhibits he'd seen in years. And he said, Brian is a great guitar player and a great guy. Thanks, Eric.
Yes, thanks, Eric.
That's live local radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
That's great. That's, yeah, wow. Interactive fan, like, feedback.
I don't want to throw you off, but could I ask a question, Dave?
Absolutely.
So, Brian, when you wrote this music, I mean, did you have the images in front of you and you were studying them as you composed, or you sat and looked at them and thought about what emotions they evoked, or how do you do that?
Right. I sequenced them for about a month. I didn't look at them as I composed. And but I did do a lot of tests and watch the slideshow, you know, with that doesn't have any music now, right? And I watched it and played guitar, you know.
Okay.
Is it a process where it's like first you get the tune, then you get the name, then you fit it into the show? I mean, you know, you mentioned you just came up with the names this morning.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. So what I did, what I ended up doing was like I say, looking at the slideshow and coming up with some neat chords, mm-hmm. you know, that are catchy and that I think would go along with the art. Right. And then I had to go to the studio and you know, get the chords in, mm-hmm. right? And then I have a melody in my head. And the trick is to get it, you know, from the head into the guitar, you know.
And there's an app for that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not, I mean, it doesn't always, you know, What comes out isn't
that's
always
the magic.
What's in my
no, that's the magic, Brian. You
know, yeah, right. It is. It has a life. It happens.
Beautiful.
You know, it has a life of its own.
Well, that's art. It's beautiful magic. And here's something I can't not ask about Rocketfish.
Oh, Rocketfish. Okay. on our recent escapades to Costa Rica, we went, I think it was Acatol.
Yes.
There was a dive shop. Yeah, and they called it Rocket Frog. So the whole half the time I was there, I mean, every moment after I had been to Rocket Frog, everything was Rocket Frog, you know, and then suddenly one moment we were snorkeling and I just thought it's not Rocket Frog, it's Rocket Fish,
yeah,
you know, and so then I became Rocket
Your
Fish
alter ego,
yeah,
so that's Costa right. Rican alter ego. Well, that fits right in with Johnny Horizon here,
okay,
because that's my stage name.
All right,
gosh, I got to work on an alter ego apparently.
You'll well, so him. I'm Rocketfish, and
I'm Johnny Horizon.
Okay, and then we have Earth Angel.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
I bet that's the lovely Roxanne.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Ah, well, life. This is so fun, Brian. You know, it's too bad we can't talk forever, or at least for another couple minutes. We've got to wrap things up.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you got some fleeting comments?
We'd like to hear one more song.
Oh, plenty of time.
One more or two.
The wrap thing up is just a 2-minute warning. You can still tell us anything you'd like. I mean, I want to say thank you for coming in. Your big show in a month and a half. Are you ready? Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have a debut at the Grammar Library April 30th.
Mm-hmm.
For the local mm-hmm. debut. You're down in Duluth the week before that.
Yeah. Yeah. And geez.
You're good.
Joe Bonamassa, have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Amazing guitar player. Now, he and I share the same love of guitarists, okay? He's a Hendrix fan. He's a Zeppelin fan. Every little song that you, and solo that he plays, you know, I can hear the Jimmy Page. Mm. You know, he's right there. You know,
beautiful.
And yeah, okay.
Well, Joe, yeah, take us out with a final piece.
Yeah, which track would you like?
Okay, well, What would you like to hear?
They're all awesome. So you choose.
Yeah. Let's see. Track 8.
Okay.
It's called New York Minute.
Beautiful.
Tight. Nice one to end on.
Yeah.
Upbeat.
Yeah.
Brian Morrison.
Same with the name of that one again, Brian?
New York Minute.
New York Minute. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Brian Morrison. Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing in your musical impressions, a new multimedia interpretation of the art of George Morrison, where you combine your music with his art. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fabulous show.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Thanks for getting advance.
There will be an accompanying DVD.
Yes, wow. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Available worldwide, I'm sure. Do you want to do any shameless plugging? Do you have like a website or anything? Anything we need to know?
BrianMorrison.com.
BrianMorrison.com.
You haven't gotten Rocketfish site up yet. That's probably going to be the next Blues Galaxy.
You better check in with that domain name. It might be taken.
Yeah.
So BrianMorrison.com.